This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. With Ukraine swiftly recapturing territory in its northeast from Russia, the separatist leaders of the Moscow-controlled Luhansk and Donetsk regions said Tuesday they're planning to hold votes starting late this week for the territories to declare themselves part of Russia. The announcement of the referendums starting Friday came after Dmitry Medvedev, the former Russian president and a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, said that annexing Luhansk and Donetsk into Russia would make the redrawn Ukraine boundary irreversible and would give Moscow authority to use any means to defend it. Referendum voting in the region, populated by many Russian-speaking people, would most likely go in Moscow's favor. But any declaration that the territory is part of Russia would not be recognized by either Ukraine or the U.S. and its military allies, who have supplied the Kyiv government with billions of dollars in armaments to fend off Moscow's seven-month invasion. Meanwhile, a representative of one of those allies, U.S. Representative Linda Thomas-Greenfield, met Tuesday with Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmitry Kuleba, on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly meetings in New York. Kuleba thanked the U.S. for keeping its promises to stand by Ukraine during this crisis.
But there is a lot of work that remains to be done to win the war and therefore to protect peace and security in the world, because Russian aggression was not an attack on just Ukraine. It was an attack on the world based on rules. It was an attack on nations, on the most fragile nations, who are now suffering because of hiking prices and food shortages. We do have a capacity to resolve these problems if we stay united.
This is VOA News. Lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump tell an independent arbiter that they are reluctant to answer questions concerning the declassification of documents found in Trump's Florida residence last night by FBI agents. Associated Press correspondent Tim McGuire has details.
Special Master Raymond Deary asks former President Donald Trump's attorneys and the Justice Department for likely agendas as he proposes a draft plan on how to go forward over the next 2 months. Trump's lawyers told the judge they won't answer questions on the classified status of the 11,000 documents because it might be part of his defense should there be an indictment. He has claimed without evidence they were declassified. Both sides meeting with Deary today in Brooklyn. Trump's lawyers are also expected to respond to the Justice Department's appeal of a different judge's order blocking, at least temporarily, the use of the classified documents as part of the criminal investigation. I'm Tim McGuire.
The top diplomat from the South Pacific nation of Palau said the United States has been increasing its military activities on the island nation in recent months amid rising tensions with China. Palau Minister of State Gustav Ayataro is in Washington ahead of the first U.S. Pacific Island Country Summit next week. Speaking at an event late Monday, Ayataro said his nation has had lots of visits from the U.S. military recently, constructing radar systems and airports. He says that does not mean the U.S. is providing Palau with guaranteed security, but at least it's a deterrence measure. Ayataro urged countries to find alternative Pacific shipping routes in the event of a Chinese invasion of Taiwan that would make the Taiwan Strait an unsafe international shipping lane. Palau is one of the few countries that maintains diplomatic relations with Taiwan. A sheriff in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas said an investigation has begun into two flights carrying migrants to Martha's Vineyard in northeastern United States by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar, an elected Democrat, did not say what laws may have been broken in putting 48 Venezuelans on private planes last week from San Antonio. In a video statement released late Monday, Salazar railed against the flights that took off in his city, calling them political posturing. He said he believes there was criminal activity involved with the flights, with out-of-state actors paid to lure unsuspecting migrants with promises of a better life. The migrants were then taken first to Florida, then to the island of Martha's Vineyard off the coast of the northeastern state of Massachusetts. Florida's governor's office responded with a statement that said the migrants had been given more options to succeed in Massachusetts. Venezuelan migrants who were flown to the wealthy island from San Antonio said they were told they were going to Boston. Repeating now our top news story. Separatist leaders of the Moscow-controlled Luhansk and Donetsk regions in eastern Ukraine said they are planning to hold votes next week to make them official.